It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, he's about to turn the big 5-0, but got phone calls about replacing Andrew Luck, and he thinks it's hilarious. Talking about Brett Favre, says when the Colts QB announced his retirement, his phone started ringing off the hook from family and friends.
No teams called, but I had a lot of friends and family. You know, hey, the Colts could use you. No, they couldn't use me. I squashed that very quickly.
I love that, too. It's like, tons of people, mainly my friends, have told me.
He thought it was hilarious because, again, he's about to turn 50.
Yeah, just enjoy retirement. You can still walk and move. Don't
exactly.
Get beat up.
Could you imagine the reaction if we brought...
I think it'd be cool. I mean, I'm always a Lions fan, and he was a Packers player, but I like Brett Favre.
Yeah, he's cool, but he's up there. It's hard to... We're like, oh, it's over the hill at 50.
Can you guys not tackle me so hard?
Exactly. Well, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, she's telling secrets about her relationship with Justin Bieber. So she says that marriage is always going to be hard. She and Justin have a very public relationship, obviously.
This is so awkward.
I know. It's the weirdest thing.
Hello.
So she's looking gorgeous on the cover of Vogue Australia. She's like, look, marriage is always going to be hard. And I've had a really hard time. She's given up reading comments on social media. She reveals that when they were engaged, about to get married, people are like, he's still into his ex. He's never going to marry you. This won't last more than 6 months. And people really gave her a hard time. She also goes on to note that mental issues have, they've faced hardships in their marriage because of it. Justin's gone through depression. He's been really adamant about mental health issues. She says, if you don't want to compromise, you can't be in a relationship. So it's all about compromise and being there for each other.
I don't know her position, but I think of like my wife, Lindsay, that when I still go through all my stuff with this, like, depression and different and anxiety, like those two combined are really a lot to handle. So imagine being a celebrity and having to deal with that. Like, you're a strong man or woman to be there for your partner, as you should be, but to be there, I mean, she needs a lot more credit than she's getting.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you, if you're young and you're beautiful and you're famous, you have all the money in the world, that people still deal with all the issues that all of us deal with.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, trust me. It's hard being beautiful like Joe. Speaking of beautiful, Beyonce will give fans an inside look at the making of the Lion King companion album. It's called The Gift, and she's doing a special that'll air on ABC.
Never take my bow up.
Cool sound, right? Making the Gift will be airing at 10 p.m. on ABC, so check your local listings for that to make sure. But don't miss that. It's supposed to be really cool. Now, something I definitely am into, would not want to miss, Family Matters, the reboot. What? According to one of the stars, he couldn't say too much. He wasn't at liberty, but he's taking serious, serious meetings.
I think that it would be interesting to see if we would be able to put the band back together again.
Oh, I would totally be down with Family Matters.
Yes, right? So they went and Urkel would reprise his role. They were all taking sit-downs. It originated on ABC back in 1989 to 97, then went to CBS. So they're hoping to get a spinoff because look at all the shows that have done so well with the success of
Reboot
of 90210. The numbers are phenomenal. Seinfeld also just secured a $500 million deal with Netflix and stuff. So I think it's going to be huge.
Bring back the good stuff.
He's got to rock his suspenders.
Yeah, what is Urkel doing nowadays? I always wonder. I mean, I'm sure he's a talented dude, but it's like, what is he doing?
Maybe he's going to come back to our screen.
I would love that. Yeah. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.